7868, verses 12-16. And I will pass through the land of Egypt in that night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from man and even unto beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will do judgments. I am Jehovah. And the blood shall be to you for a sign upon the houses where ye are. And I shall see the blood, and I will pass over you. And there shall not be in you a plague for a destroyer, when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to Jehovah in your generations. Ye shall keep it by an eternal statute. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened things. Even on the first day ye shall cause leaven to cease from your houses. For everyone that eateth what is leavened, from the first day until the seventh day, even that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And there shall be for you in the first day a holy convocation, and in the seventh day a holy convocation. No work shall be done in them, save that which every soul must eat. This only shall be done by you. And I will pass through the land of Egypt, signifies presence with those who had infested. In that night, signifies the state of their evil. And I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, signifies the damnation of those who are in faith separate from charity. From man and even unto beast, signifies their evil cupidities interior and exterior. And on all the gods of Egypt I will do judgments, signifies their falsities which are to be damned. I am Jehovah, signifies the Lord, that He is the only God. And the blood, signifies the truth of the good of innocence, shall be to you for a sign upon the houses where ye are, signifies that it is a testifying of the will of good. And I shall see the blood, signifies the noticing of this truth by those who inflict the damnation. I will pass over you, signifies that it will flee from thence. And there shall not be in you a plague for a destroyer, signifies that damnation from the hells shall not flow in. When I smite the land of Egypt, signifies when they are damned who are in faith separate from charity. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, signifies the quality of this state in worship. And ye shall keep it a feast to Jehovah, signifies the worship of the Lord on account of liberation from damnation. In your generations, signifies in those things which are of faith and charity. Ye shall keep it by an eternal statute, signifies the worship of the Lord according to the order of heaven on the part of those who are of the spiritual church. 7 days signifies what is holy. Shall ye eat things unleavened, signifies purification from falsities. Even on the first day ye shall cause leaven to cease from your houses, signifies that no falsity whatever must be in the good. For everyone that eateth what is leavened, signifies who appropriates to himself falsity. Even that soul shall be cut off from Israel, signifies that he shall be separated from those who are of the spiritual church, and that he shall be damned. From the first day until the seventh day, signifies a full holy state. And there shall be for you in the first day a holy convocation, signifies that in the beginning all shall be together. And in the seventh day a holy convocation, signifies so at the end of the state. No work shall be done in them, signifies a keeping back then from earthly and worldly things. Save that which every soul must eat, signifies when spiritual and celestial good is appropriated. This only shall be done by you, signifies that to these only they shall then pay attention. 7869. And I will pass through the land of Egypt. That this signifies presence among those who had infested is evident from the signification of to pass through, when through a land and by Jehovah, as being presence, and from the signification of the Egyptians, as being those who had infested those who were of the spiritual church, here denoted by the land of Egypt. 7870. In that night, that this signifies the state of their evil, is evident from the signification of night, as being a state when there is nothing but evil and falsity. For night is opposed to day, and thick darkness to light, and by day and light is signified when there is truth and good. Consequently, by night is also signified the last time of the church, for then, because there is no faith and charity, falsities and evils reign. By night is also signified total devastation, and likewise damnation. From all this, it is evident that the state of those who are in hell is called night, not that the darkness of night prevails with them, for they see one another. But because the state of truth and good which is in the heavens is called day, consequently the state of falsity and evil is called night. Moreover, there is thick darkness there when anything of light from heaven flows in, for then their light from which they see is dissipated and becomes thick darkness. To the light from which they see is indeed derived from the light from the Lord through heaven. For in the other life, there is no light from any other source. But this light with those in hell is received by the capacity they have of understanding truth. This capacity of being able to understand remains with them, as it does with every man, however much they are in evil and falsity. But when that heavenly light passes from this capacity into the will, so that they do not wish to understand, and from this passes into evil and falsity, then the heavenly light with them is turned into a light which is like the light from a coal fire. And this light, as already said, is turned into dense, thick darkness by the light of heaven when it flows in. From all this, it can be seen that in the other life, everyone has light according as his capacity of understanding is instructed in truths from good, or in falsities from evil. 17871. And I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. That this signifies the damnation of those who are in faith separate from charity is evident from the signification of smiting as being damnation. For to smite is to kill or put to death, and by death, in the spiritual sense, is signified damnation. And from the signification of the firstborn, when predicated of the Egyptians, by whom are represented those who are in falsities from evil, as being faith separated from charity, that firstborn, in the genuine sense, when said of the spiritual church, denotes the faith which is of charity. Consequently, in the opposite sense, the firstborn denotes faith without charity. 7872. From man and even unto beast. That this signifies their evil cupidities interior and exterior is evident from the signification of from man and even unto beast, as being the affection of good interior and exterior. For by man is signified the affection of interior good, and by beast the affection of exterior good. Hence, in the opposite sense, as here, where the firstborn of the Egyptians are treated of, evil affections are signified, that is, cupidities interior and exterior. 17873. And on all the gods of Egypt I will do judgments. That this signifies their falsities, which are to be damned, is evident from the signification of gods, as being falsities of which presently, and from the signification of doing judgments, as being to be damned. For to judge, or do judgments, is either for life or for death. For life it denotes salvation, for death it denotes damnation. In the word gods are often mentioned. When the angels are so called, truths are signified. Hence, in the opposite sense, by the gods of the nations are signified falsities. That truths are called gods is because truth proceeds from the divine itself, and in itself is divine. Consequently, they who receive it are called gods, not that they are gods, but that the truth which is with them is divine. Hence it is that in the original tongue God is called Elohim, in the plural. The divine itself is the divine good, but that which proceeds from it is the divine truth, which fills the universal heaven. As then God denotes truth, therefore in the opposite sense it denotes falsity. 7874. I am Jehovah. That this signifies the Lord, that He is the only God, can be seen from what was shown above. 7875. And the blood. That this signifies the truth of the good of innocence, is evident from the signification of the blood of the Lamb, as being the truth of the good of innocence. 17876. Shall be to you for a sign upon the houses where ye are. That this signifies that it is a testifying of the will of good, is evident from the signification of being for a sign, as being a testifying. and from the signification of houses as being that which is of the will of good. 7877. And I shall see the blood. That this signifies the noticing of this truth by those who inflict the damnation is evident from the signification of to see, as being to understand and to notice, that it denotes a noticing by those who inflict the damnation, follows below, and from the signification of blood as being the truth of the good of innocence. To what the truth of the good of innocence is must be told. The good of innocence is the good of love to the Lord, for they who are in this love are in innocence. Therefore they who are in the inmost or third heaven are in innocence in advance of the rest, because they are in love to the Lord. From innocence they who are there appear to others like little children, and yet they are the wisest of all who are in heaven, for innocence dwells in wisdom. The truth of the good of innocence which is with them is not the truth of faith, but is the good of charity. For they who are in the third heaven do not know what faith is, thus neither do they know what its truth is. For they are in the perception of the truth that is of faith, from which they instantly know that a thing is so. Nor do they ever reason about it, whether it be so, still less dispute about it. That they are in perception in this manner does not fall within the scope of memory knowledge. It is otherwise with the spiritual, who are in the second heaven. These are led to the good, which is of charity through the truth, which is of faith. And therefore they reason whether a thing is true or not, because they do not perceive whether it is. Consequently with them truths become memory knowledge, and are called doctrinal things of faith. 3. How it is that by Jehovah's saying, I shall see, thus saying it concerning himself, is signified a noticing by those who inflict damnation. That is, by the infernals, can be seen from what has been shown above, namely, that evil is attributed to Jehovah, or the Lord, although nothing of evil comes forth from him, but from hell. That evil is permitted, has the appearance as if it were from him who permits, seeing that he has the power to take it away. Thus in the present case, that the firstborn of the Egyptians were given to death, is attributed to Jehovah, for it is said, I will pass through the land of Egypt in that night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at midnight that Jehovah smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh about to sit upon his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the house of the pit, verses 12-29. And yet in this verse he is called a destroyer who does this. The blood shall be to you for a sign upon the houses where ye are. And I shall see the blood, and I will pass over you. And there shall not be in you a plague for a destroyer. For the case is similar with respect to the devastation of the evil in the other life, and the damnation and casting down into hell, which in the internal sense are meant by the plagues, and by the death of the firstborn, and by the immersion in the sea Suf. Jehovah, or the Lord, vastates no one, still less damns and casts down into hell. But it is the evil spirit himself who does this to himself. It is the evil that is in him. From this, then, it is that by I shall see the blood is signified a noticing by those who inflict damnation. 5. How the case is with permission cannot be told in a few words, because it involves very many arcana. That the wicked are damned and are tormented is not a permission from the Lord as of one who wills it, but as of one who does not will, but cannot bring a remedy in view of the urgency and resistance of the end, which is the salvation of the whole human race. For if he were to bring a remedy, it would be doing evil, which is quite contrary to the divine. But on this subject, of the Lord's divine mercy more will be said elsewhere. 7878, and I will pass over you. That this signifies that it will flee from thence, namely, the damnation which is from the hells will do so, is evident from the signification of passing over, when this is said of damnation, as being to flee from thence. Moreover, the sphere of damnation which flows forth from the hells flees past those who are in truth and good from the Lord. For damnation flows in with those who are in evil and falsity, because there is a state of reception there. but not with those who are in truth and good, for these are opposites, one of which flees from the other. All things which have been thus far ordained with respect to the paschal lamb, with respect to the roasting and eating of it, also with respect to the blood upon the posts and lintel, bear relation to these. Namely, that the destroyer will pass by their houses, in the internal sense, that they shall be free from all damnation. For the sake of this end, namely, that damnation should flee from them, they had been prepared. The process of preparation is what in the internal sense is described by the statutes concerning the paschal lamb. 7879, and there shall not be in you a plague for a destroyer. That this signifies that damnation from hell shall not flow in, is evident from the signification of plague, as here being damnation. For this plague was the death of all the firstborn in Egypt, and that this denotes damnation, and from the signification of a destroyer, as being hell, which inflicts damnation. In regard to this, that hell inflicts damnation, the case is this: the devastation of the evil in the other life, and also their damnation, and likewise their being cast down into hell, does not come immediately from the spirit who is in evil, but from the hells. For the evils which are there all arise through an influx from the hells, and none without influx thence, and they arise according to the state of evil in which the spirits are who are being vastated and damned. And the state of evil arises in accordance with the privation of good and truth. In accordance with this state is effected communication with the hells, and the hells are most ready to inflict evil, for to inflict evil is the very delight of their life. Being of this character, the hells are kept shut by the Lord, for if they were opened, the whole human race would perish, because the hells continually breathe the destruction of all. That 70,000 men perished by the pestilence on account of the numbering of the people by David to Sam. 24, and that 185,000 were slain in one night in the camp of the Assyrians 2 Kings 1935 was wrought by the hells, because they were then opened. Similar effects would be produced at this day if they were to be opened, and therefore they are kept closely shut by the Lord. That damnation from the hells cannot flow in with those who are kept by the Lord in good and truth, and that this is signified by, there shall not be in you a plague for a destroyer. 7880. When I smite the land of Egypt. That this signifies when they are damned who are in faith separate from charity, is evident from what was said above. 7881. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. That this signifies the quality of this state in worship, is evident from the signification of day, as being state, and from the signification of memorial, as being the quality in the worship. 7882. And ye shall keep it a feast to Jehovah. That this signifies the worship of the Lord on account of liberation from damnation, is evident from the signification of keeping a feast to Jehovah, as being the worship of the Lord, and indeed on account of liberation from damnation, because this day was a feast on that account. 7883. In your generations. That this signifies in those things which are of faith and charity, is evident from the signification of generations, as being the things of faith and charity. 7884. Ye shall keep it by an eternal statute. That this signifies the worship of the Lord according to the order of heaven on the part of those who are of the spiritual church, is evident from the signification of an eternal statute, as being the order of heaven of which below, and from the signification of keeping a feast, as being the worship of the Lord. And because it is said to the sons of Israel that they should keep it, they are meant who are of the spiritual church, that an eternal statute denotes the order of heaven, is because all the statutes that were commanded to the sons of Israel were such as flowed from the order of heaven. Consequently, they also represented the things that are of heaven. By worship according to the order of heaven is meant all practicing of good according to the Lord's precepts. By the worship of God at this day is chiefly meant the oral worship in a temple, both morning and evening. But the worship of God does not consist essentially in this, but in a life of uses. This latter worship is according to the order of heaven. Oral worship is also worship. But it is of no avail whatever, unless there is the worship that belongs to the life. For this worship is of the heart, and oral worship, that it may be worship, must proceed from this. 7885, 7 days. That this signifies what is holy is evident from the signification of seven as involving what is holy, and of 7 days as being what is holy. 7886. Shall ye eat things unleavened? That this signifies purification from falsities is evident from the signification of unleavened things as being purification from falsities. 7887. Even on the first day, ye shall cause leaven to cease from your houses. That this signifies that no falsity whatever must be in the good is evident from the signification of the first day as being the beginning of that state, from the signification of leaven as being falsity of which below, and from the signification of house as being good. From this, it is plain that by even on the first day ye shall cause leaven to cease from your houses is signified that from the very beginning of that state there shall be no falsity in the good. With respect to good, the case is this. Goods are infinite in variety, and they have their quality from truths. Consequently, the good becomes such as are the truths which enter. The truths which enter are seldom genuine, but are appearances of truth, and also are falsities, but still not opposite to truths. Nevertheless, when these falsities flow into good, which is the case when the man lives according to them, from ignorance, in which ignorance there is innocence, and when the end is to do what is good, then they are regarded by the Lord and in heaven, not as falsities, but as semblances of truth, and according to the quality of the innocence are accepted as truths. From this, good receives its quality. From all this, it can be seen what is meant by its being said that there must be nothing false in the good. 7888. For everyone that eateth what is leavened, that this signifies who appropriates to himself falsity, is evident from the signification of to eat, as being to appropriate to oneself, and from the signification of what is leavened, as being falsity. 7889. Even that soul shall be cut off from Israel. That this signifies that he shall be separated from those who are of the spiritual church, and that he shall be damned, is evident from the signification of to be cut off, as being to be separated and also damned, and from the representation of the sons of Israel as being those who are of the spiritual church. 7891. And there shall be to you in the first day a holy convocation. That this signifies that in the beginning all shall be together, is evident from the signification of the first day as being the beginning, namely, of liberation from those who have infested, and thus from damnation, and from the signification of a holy convocation, as being that all shall be together. Convocations took place in order that the whole assemblage of Israel might be together, and might thus represent heaven. For they were then all distinguished into tribes, and the tribes into families, and the families into houses. Therefore those convocations were called holy, and took place at every feast lev. 23:27, 36, num. 28, 26, 29, 1, 7, 12. From this the feasts themselves were called holy convocations, for it was commanded that all the males should be present at them. That the feasts were called holy convocations is evident in Moses. These are the set feasts of Jehovah, which ye shall call holy convocations, to offer a fire offering unto Jehovah Lev. 23:37. That at such times all males were to be present in the same. Three times in a year shall every male of thine appear together before Jehovah thy God, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened things, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles Jut. 16:16. 7892. And in the seventh day, a holy convocation. That this signifies so at the end of the state is evident from the signification of the seventh day, which was the last of the feast, as being its end. What is signified by a holy convocation? 7893. No work shall be done in them. That this signifies a keeping back then from earthly and worldly things is evident from the signification of work, as being labors and occupations which have for their end the things of the world and of the earth. Consequently, by no manner of work shall be done in them is signified a keeping back from such things, that it was so severely forbidden to do any work on the feasts and Sabbaths, was in order that they might then be in a full representative state, that is, in such things as represented heavenly and spiritual things, which state would have been disturbed if they had done works that looked to the world and the earth as their end. For the representatives of a church were instituted among the posterity of Jacob to the intent that by means of them there might be communication of heaven with man, which is the end for which the church exists. This communication would not have been maintained, unless under the penalty of death, it had been forbidden them to do any work on the days of the feasts and Sabbaths. For their minds were occupied with things worldly and earthly, in which they immersed themselves with the whole heart, such being their nature. And therefore, if they had been free to busy themselves in these things at the same time, the communication by representatives would have been altogether interrupted and destroyed. But afterward the same feasts were retained for the sake of heavenly life at the time, and for the sake of the teaching, that they might then learn what faith and charity are. 7894. Save that which every soul must eat. That this signifies when spiritual and celestial good is appropriated, is evident from the signification of to eat as being appropriation. That what is spiritual and celestial should be appropriated is meant by those things which were instituted with respect to the Paschal Lamb. 7895. This only may be done by you. That this signifies that to these only they shall then pay attention is evident without explication. 7896. Verses 1720. And ye shall observe the unleavened things, because in this same day I have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. And ye shall keep this day in your generations by an eternal statute. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, in the evening, ye shall eat unleavened things, until the 1 and 20th day of the month, in the evening. 7 days leaven shall not be found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the assemblage of Israel, in the sojourner, and in the native of the land. Ye shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwellings ye shall eat things unleavened, and ye shall observe the unleavened things, signifies that there must be no falsity. Because in this same day I have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt, signifies because then there is a state of charity and faith, through which there is separation from those who are in evils and falsities. And ye shall keep this day in your generations by an eternal statute, signifies worship from faith and charity according to the order of heaven. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, signifies in the beginning of a holy state. In the evening, signifies the end of the former state and the beginning of a new one. Ye shall eat things unleavened, signifies the appropriation by good, of truth purified from falsity. Until the 1 and 20th day of the month, signifies the end of this holy state. In the evening, signifies the end of the former state and the beginning of a new one. 7 days signifies the entire period of this state. Leaven shall not be found in your houses, signifies that nothing whatever of falsity shall come near good. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the assemblage of Israel, signifies that he who adjoins falsity to his good is damned. In the sojourner and in the native of the land, signifies who is of the church, whether not born in it or born in it. Ye shall eat nothing leavened, signifies that every caution is to be used to prevent falsity from being appropriated. In all your dwellings ye shall eat things unleavened, signifies that in the interiors, where good is, truth shall be appropriated. 7897, and ye shall observe the unleavened things. That this signifies that there must be no falsity is evident from the signification of unleavened things as being what is purified from all falsity. 7898. For in this same day I have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. That this signifies because then there is a state of charity and faith, through which there is separation from those who are in evils and falsities, is evident from the signification of day as being state, from the signification of armies as being the things that belong to charity and faith, from the signification of bringing out as being to be separated, and from the signification of the Egyptians as being those who are in evils and falsities of which frequently above. 7899. And ye shall keep this day in your generations by an eternal statute. That this signifies worship from faith and charity according to divine order is evident from the signification of to keep as being worship. For that day was kept when the Passover was revered on it. From the signification of generations as being those things which are of faith and charity, and from the signification of an eternal statute as being according to divine order. 7900. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, that this signifies in the beginning of a holy state is evident from the signification of in the first as being a beginning, and from the signification of the 14th day as being a holy state. That the number 14 denotes what is holy, and that day denotes state. The number 14 denotes what is holy, because it arises from 7, and 7, where mentioned in the word, signifies what is holy. For the simple and the compound numbers involve what is similar. As the Passover was the most holy of the feast days, it was therefore commanded that it should be celebrated on the 14th day of the month, should continue 7 days, and should be ended on the 21st day, by which is also signified what is holy. For the same reason, it was also ordained that those who could not celebrate the Passover in the first month should celebrate it in the following month, also on the 14th day, of which we read in Moses, when any man shall be unclean by reason of a soul, or in a way afar off, in you or in your generations, he shall nevertheless perform the Passover to Jehovah. In the second month, on the 14th day, between the 2 evenings, they shall perform it num. 9:10:11. Asterisk, that is, absence of soul, a dead body, reviser. 7901. In the evening, that this signifies the end of the former state and the beginning of a new one, is evident from the signification of evening, as being the end of a former state and the beginning of a second one. 7902. Ye shall eat things unleavened, that this signifies the appropriation by good of truth purified from falsity, is evident from the signification of to eat as being appropriation, that it denotes the appropriation of truth by good, is because truth is appropriated by good, and good, as previously shown in various places, has its quality from truth. And therefore, in order that truth may be appropriated, it must be appropriated by good. And in order that good may be appropriated, it must be appropriated through truth. And from the signification of unleavened, as being truth purified from all falsity. As regards truths purified from all falsity, be it known that pure truth is never possible with man, both because falsity is continually flowing forth from the evil in which he is and which has its seat in him. And because truths have a mutual connection, and therefore, if one be false, and especially if more than one, the remaining real truths are thence defiled, and partake somewhat of falsity. But truth is said to be purified from falsity when the man is capable of being kept by the Lord in the good of innocence. Innocence consists in acknowledging that in oneself there is nothing but evil, and that all good is from the Lord. And also in believing that man does not know or perceive anything from himself, but from the Lord. Thus also the truth which is of faith. When man is in this state, then falsity can be removed from him, and truth can be instilled by the Lord. This state is what is signified by the unleavened things, and also by the eating of the Paschal Lamb. 7903, until the 1/20th day of the month. That this signifies the end of this holy state is evident from the signification of the 1/20th day as being a holy state and also the end of this state. That it denotes a holy state is because it is the product of 7 and 3 multiplied into each other, and 7 signifies what is holy, and so also does 3. That the 1/20th day denotes the end of this state is evident because it was the last day. 7904, in the evening, that this signifies the end of the former state and the beginning of a new one has been shown above. 7905, 7 days, that this signifies the entire period of this state is evident from the signification of 7 days as being a holy state, and also an entire period from beginning to end, or a full state, in like manner as a week. As these things were signified, it was ordained that this feast should continue 7 days. 7906. Shall no leaven be found in your houses? That this signifies that nothing whatever of falsity shall come near good is evident from the signification of leaven, as being falsity of which in what follows, and from the signification of house as being good. That leaven denotes falsity can be seen from those passages where leaven and leavened and also unleavened are mentioned, as in Matthew. Jesus said unto them, See ye and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Afterward the disciples understood that he had not said that they should beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees mat. 16:6-12, where leaven manifestly means false doctrine. As leaven signified falsity, it was forbidden to sacrifice upon what was leaven the blood of the sacrifice exod. 23:18, 34:25, for by the blood of the sacrifice was signified holy truth, thus truth, pure from all falsity. It was also ordained that the meat offering which was to be offered upon the altar was not to be baked leavened lev. 6:17, and that the cakes and wafers also should be unleavened lev. 7:11-13. 2 as further regards what is leavened and what is unleavened, be it known that the purification of truth from falsity with man cannot possibly exist without fermentation so called, that is, without the combat of falsity with truth and of truth with falsity. But after combat has existed and truth has conquered, then falsity falls down like dregs, and the truth comes forth purified, like wine which grows clear after fermentation, the dregs falling to the bottom. This fermentation or combat exists chiefly when the state with man is being changed, that is, when he begins to act from the good that is of charity, and not as before from the truth that is of faith. For the state has not as yet been purified when the man acts from the truth of faith, but it has been purified when he acts from the good which is of charity, for then he acts from the will, previously only from the understanding. 3 spiritual combats or temptations are fermentations in the spiritual sense, for then falsities are desirous to conjoin themselves with truths, but truths reject them, and finally cast them down as it were to the bottom. Consequently, they purify. In this sense is to be understood what the Lord teaches about leaven in Matthew. The kingdom of the heavens is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, until the whole was leavened mat. 13:33. Meal denotes the truth from which is good. Also in Hosea, they are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker. The stir ceaseth from the kneading of the dough until it be leavened hose. 7:4. Because, as before said, such combats as are signified by fermentations arise with man in the state previous to newness of life. Therefore it was also ordained that when the new meat offering on the feast of the first fruits was offered, the bread of waving was to be baked leavened, and was to be the first fruits to Jehovah Lev. 23:16-17. 7907. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, that soul shall be cut off from the assemblage of Israel, that this signifies that he who adjoins falsity to his good is damned, is evident from the signification of to eat as being to appropriate, thus also to conjoin. For he who appropriates anything to himself conjoins it with himself. From the signification of that which is leavened, as being falsity, from the signification of to be cut off, as being to be separated and damned, from the signification of soul, as being man, and from the signification of the assemblage of Israel, as being those who are of the spiritual church. From all this it is evident that by whosoever eateth that which is leavened, that soul shall be cut off from the assemblage of Israel, is signified that he who adjoins falsity to his good will be separated from the spiritual church, and will be damned. 7908. In the sojourner and in the native of the land, that this signifies who is of the church, whether not born there or born there, is evident from the signification of a sojourner, as being one who is being instructed in the truths and goods of the church and receives them. Thus, who is not born within the church, but still accedes to it. And from the signification of a native of the land, as being one who has been born within the church. 7909. Ye shall eat nothing leavened. That this signifies that every caution is to be used to prevent falsity from being appropriated, is evident from the signification of that which is leavened, as being falsity, and from the signification of to eat, as being to appropriate to oneself. The frequent prohibition against eating what is leavened, as at verses 15 to 19, involves that the utmost caution is to be used against falsity. This utmost caution against falsity is to be used in order that man may be in good. Falsity does not agree with good, but destroys good. For falsity is of evil, and truth is of good. If falsity is appropriated, that is, firmly believed, there is no reception of the good of innocence, consequently no liberation from damnation. It is one thing to appropriate falsity to oneself, and another to adjoin it. They who adjoin falsity, if they are in good, reject it when the truth appears to them. But they who appropriate falsity to themselves, retain it and resist the truth itself when it appears. This, then, is the reason why it is so often said that what is leavened must not be eaten. 7910. In all your dwellings ye shall eat things unleavened. That this signifies that in the interiors, where good is, truth shall be appropriated, is evident from the signification of dwellings, as being the things which are of the mind, thus which are of intelligence and wisdom. Consequently, the interiors, for here are intelligence and wisdom, and good also, and from the signification of eating unleavened things, as being to appropriate truth to oneself, of which several times above, as to appropriation being effected in the interiors, and good being there, be it known that with those who are in the Lord, that is, who are in the life of faith and charity, good dwells in the interiors, and the more interiorly it dwells with them, the purer and the more heavenly the good is. But truth dwells in the exteriors, and the more exteriorly it dwells with them, the more is truth widowed from good. The reason is that man, as to his interiors, is in heaven, and as to his inmost is near the Lord, but as to exteriors he is in the world. And hence it is that the truths which are of faith enter by an external way, but good by an internal way. Also, that the appropriation of truth is effected in the interiors where good is,